The Baghdad Baggage by William Fox, with James Villiers, Christopher Good, Peter Woodthorpe, Shandor Ellis, and Kieran Madden.
In the autumn of 1943, time meant very little to an officer returning from local leave in the Middle East, especially to a very junior officer like myself, Lieutenant Charles Willoughby, Royal Downshire Regiment. My movement order said Baghdad, but my unit's new posting might have taken it anywhere from Turkish frontier to the borders of India. All I'd been told was that the train for Damascus would leave at 1800 hours, that the journey would take 12 hours plus, and that two other officers would be travelling. I was not to know that the future held a chain of events more challenging than any I'd yet encountered.
Right, follow me. After some way through, we lose sight of the man without baggage. Wise of you to arrive at the last minute.
It's after 6:15. We may still miss it.
Until you've arrived, I'd quite resign myself.
We'd better run.
No, we made it.
Here we are. Two first-class compartments only. Oh. Which do we have?
I'll have this one.
Oh. Yes, of course. I'll give the chap a hand with a kit.
How much?
Oh, I'll tip him. There's supposed to be another officer coming. Oh. He'd better double along then, hadn't he?
Thank you. What about yours?
Better get it aboard fast. Chuck it in here.
Thanks.
No, I mean next door, porter. Quite got here. Here you are.
Shukran, ya farangi,
alhamdulillah. Gosh, we're off. Where's the other chap? Not a sign of him. I believe he's missed it.
I see there's a corridor.
So there is. Looks out over the sea. There's a ruined crusader castle further up shore if we're going north. And we are.
I'll just take off my hat.
Oh, yes. See you in the corridor.
Don't let me miss the castle.
Ah. A bit austere, those great old hats we wear.
Very.
What does QAINS stand for? Never been quite sure.
Queen Alexandra's Imperial Military Nursing Service.
No wonder. You're a sister?
Oh, a nursing officer.
Decent of the other chap not to turn out, wasn't it? Oh, there's the Crusader Castle.
Oh, yes.
Beginning to climb.
I like the colour.
What? The sea? Magnificent.
No, I mean the upholstery.
The seats. Yes, royal blue. Reminds me of Willesden Marshalling Yards, Christmas 1941.
Why Willesden?
Oh, the luxury, I suppose. Antiquated plush seats, armrests. It was my billet. King Edward VII's special railway carriage, platoon HQ. Just like this. What's your name?
Mildred.
I shall call you Millie, then. Mine's Charles Willoughby.
Nice name. I hate mine. Mildred's awful, and Booster's awful.
I'd say you made up for it in other ways. It's going to be dark pretty soon. Did they give you a haversack ration?
Something for supper? Yes. Is yours an iron ration? I'm afraid I'm not very military.
Nor me, thank heaven. I'm starving, though. What's more, I bought a bottle of Lebanese wine. Not bad. Why don't we share it?
If you like.
Picnics on trains, nothing better. By the way, where are you bound for after Damascus?
I'm not sure. My posting was rather hurried.
Baghdad?
Oh, they suddenly seem to need more of us in Pi Force. I think that means Baghdad.
Not necessarily. Persia and Iraq Force, it's a huge command. I haven't the faintest what happens to me after Baghdad. Perhaps Winston's decided on another shortcut to Berlin via Persia and Iraq.
The Second Front?
Something like that. Winston's in Cairo. He'll probably have to go and have a chat with Joe Stalin about it.
Where?
Somewhere in Persia or Iraq, why not? It's halfway to Moscow. They're probably just waiting for us to arrive.
You're full of ideas.
Not usually. Must be your influence. Oh, well, find out when we get there. I expect the staff wallers at GHQ there are working all night deciding where to send VIPs like us. Meanwhile, that bottle. I'll be back in a jiffy as soon as I've drawn the cork.
Hello, James. I thought you ought to know I'm in.
Good man, George. Turn that punker fan a bit higher, will you?
Oh, righty.
If you're duty dog tonight, the best of British luck. Maybe we can't promise you a quiet watch.
It's going to be one of those nights in old Baghdad, is it?
Hardly worth having your bed set up.
Tell all. Pimpo's in his office. Things must be pretty rocky up north to keep him working late.
Here, come in. Shut the door or we'll have him in here worrying his tiny guts out about something.
I can find out the form from the war book, can I?
Most of it. It's in the secret file in the safe.
Keys.
Catch.
Thanks. What news from Tehran?
Plenty. The conference is due to begin on Thursday the 27th. That's in 4 days' time. Winston, Franklin D, and old Joe Starling will have arrived by then. Now, Tehran's worried. Another parachute drop, perhaps? More agents? The whole place is lousy with them. Or commandos for a coup. I like that, George, don't you? Commandos for a coup. There's a good ring about it.
Brilliant bit of work the other day when those Jerrys rescued El Musa.
Exactly. A very crafty coup. Tehran was a bloody idiotic choice for a conference. Well, I'm going to sneak quietly away before Pimpo thinks of some fooling reason for keeping me. Oh, hello, sir.
Glad you're still here, Brady. Something rather urgent has come up. The Brigadier wants to see you. I'll walk over with you. It's something really important, a valuable consignment of bullion.
Bullion?
Gold bullion. He'd like your ideas on its transfer from here to the Imperial Bank of Persia in Tehran.
Isn't that a civil matter?
As it concerns the administration of the conference, no. There's also its security en route.
Well, are the British any more responsible for conference admin than the Americans or the Russians?
The Imperial Bank's sterling balances are seriously depleted, so it's absolutely vital to get the bullion there by a certain date to finance the conference.
Presumably because we'd have to borrow a few rubles from the Russians.
It'll be up to you to handpick an officer as escort.
Sort of a job for some poor unsuspecting devil.
A little less flippancy, Brady. This is serious and complicated.
Very.
BGS will brief you.
We'll have to fly the bullion to Tehran, and that's going to be the problem.
Not if you ensure that it takes priority over everything else.
Sorry, sir. Tell that to Winston, Franklin D, and dear old Joe, or get the Commander-in-Chief to tell him. Baghdad has no priorities at present, until Cairo stops using all available aircraft to ferry him and Roosevelt, the chiefs of staff, and the attendant swarm of odds and sods to Tehran. It's a rare aeroplane that lands here. Most are overflying us.
Oh, well, the BGS will brief you.
No, no, Charles, no more. You'll have me squiffing.
What on the amount you've had? Physical impossibility. Jolly nice to hear you talking a bit more there. Made me shy, all those monosyllables before supper.
Well, I was shy, too, and now you've made me self-conscious. I shall lean out the window and ignore you. Oh, it's beautiful out here. Sparks flying from the engine far ahead.
Sparks flying from glowing cigarettes.
Beautiful.
Mary, no moon. We might have laid on a moon.
Too bad, though. Otherwise...
Otherwise, quite perfect.
Perfect.
Cold. Cold.
That was nice. But no, it's been a lovely picnic. Let's sit down and be sensible.
Yes. I don't feel like being sensible.
You must try, though, mustn't you? Or you'll make me wish that that other officer was there to chaperone me.
You don't, do you?
Of course not. No, Charles.
Yes, Billy. Why not?
Charles, let's just lie quietly. Oh, please, Charles. Are you always so determined?
Hardly ever. But this situation, can't you see, Millie, darling? It's all so perfect and so inevitable.
Let me get up! But I'm sorry, I can't explain.
What is it? I'm being attacked by...
We need lights. Oh, hurry, I'm being bitten all over. Are the ants? Please put the light on.
Where's the damn switch? Bam! No bulbs. Aerial precautions. Damn. Millie, try and brush them off.
They're inside my clothes. Horrible.
Wait. They're not ants. Blood. A smear of blood, must be. By God, they're bugs. Bloody bugs. Get out into the corridor. Come on, Millie. Quick. Safe out here. When you deaded the ones...
Yeah, I think I have. Ugh, awful. I'm sorry I flapped.
It's going to be cold.
I'd rather freeze than still feel itchy.
Can't stand about here all night. Look here. We might generate a bit of warmth if we sort of clasp one another. Bear hug sort of thing. No, wait, I've got it. My valise. The canvas cover will keep them out, I'm pretty sure. We'll spread it out along the corridor.
Oh, I don't think that'll work.
It will, Millie, don't you see? We'll just about squeeze into the sleeping bag and no room to move. Tremendously warm, too, with our clothes on. Come on, Millie. This is an emergency. Half ticket.
Well, if you're sure...
Don't worry, Millie, darling. You'll be as safe as houses all the way to Damascus. Promise.
Well, right, then.
Here we go.
The desert bus was due to leave Damascus for Baghdad in the evening. So during the morning, I visited the bus station to show them my warrant and collect a ticket. There, my attention was caught by two men, not British, not Arab. But my head was full of Millie, and I hardly gave them another thought.
Excuse me, please. You speak English?
How may I help you?
I am a stranger in Damascus. I look for a place where to get ticket for Baghdad bus.
Of course. I show you. The office is over there. Do you see where I point?
Thank you. I am obliged. And the bus leave from here, please?
Oh, yeah. This evening. I travel too. See. I already have my ticket.
May I look, please? For how much cost? Understand?
Yes. From Cairo yesterday. I am Varchinsky.
My name is Bagramian. Just arrived from Istanbul via Aleppo. You bring news from Cairo?
The important visitors from England and America, they will fly to Tehran November 27th.
The Russian from Moscow on the same day. He will stay at the Russian embassy. Where will the meetings be held?
There. But sometimes the British embassy, the Englishmen stay there.
That is excellent. The two embassies are close together. And the American?
His embassy is outside the city, but no meetings there for three.
To remove the American will not be difficult. Our friends in Tehran have been informed of the operational plan for the other two. One more question.
Mm-hmm.
You were told in Cairo who will lead this mission?
You, Bagramian, yes.
Good. We have 3 days to reach Tehran, and we are just in time. Tomorrow all Iraqi frontiers will be closed.
So? But Iraq, Iran?
There we have also friends who will arrange.
Thank you.
I get bus ticket now.
Don't mention it. Goodbye.
Good morning. It's going to be a hot day.
I'm sizzling already. Where's this?
Bus stop for breakfast, H3.
H3? Whatever's that?
He means the pipeline. H3 is one of the pumping stations. Perhaps I may be allowed to join you for breakfast.
Of course. You two traveling together?
No.
But you know each other, surely.
First time.
Oh, I thought that...
Bagramian. Arab. I am Armenian.
Varchinsky, Egon, Polish. Very pleased meet. How you do?
Hello, Charles. Good morning.
Millie, how are you? I looked for you when we stopped at first light, but they made us go up to the sandhill on the left.
They made us go downhill to the right.
Necessary, of course, but embarrassing. Especially as it was hard to decide who was praying to Mecca and who was busy in other ways. Oh, this is my friend, Miss Boosted. I'm Charles Willoughby.
Lieutenant? Miss Boosted.
Miss how? Boosted?
Mildred.
Nice name for nice girl.
Thank you.
Lieutenant, no pretty girl for you last night, yes? Huh? Very jolly hard luck, please, sir, yes?
You're right. Ladies only in the last four rows. Very strict rule, the conductor said, infuriating.
We are in a Muslim country. What a miserable place, H3.
Lieutenant, you've been to Ahwaz?
No.
I go Ahwaz. I go there.
Oh, that is far in the south.
Many, many Polish peoples. We go to Egypt for fight, but our families still Ahwaz. I come visit wife.
Hooray, yes, please, miss, eh?
I hope you have a wonderful leave.
Are you a soldier?
No. Civilian engineer. You call me plumber, yes?
Why not?
Where you go, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
At any rate... we all have to go to Baghdad.
Brady, G2 Ops. Air passes to Tehran? Not a hope. All aircraft are coming through Baghdad full. Listen, I'm not your Thomas Cook. Well, try movement control. Yes, well, they'll tell you how to get there by road and rail.
utter bloody cretins.
Yes, George?
Major Khan, anxious to see you, James. I think he's after the same thing, heir to Tehran. Oh,
too bad. Get rid of him.
He's ADC to the Maharaja of Calicut, in rather an advanced state of tis. Wants to visit the Calicut state troops in a hurry.
Brady, the Brigadier wants to know details of the bullion move to Tehran. Let me have them, will you, and I'll take them over.
I can let him have them first thing in the morning, sir. I'm having a bit of difficulty over the form of transport.
Tomorrow morning won't do. Transport? Well, surely you've arranged to fly it.
It's easier said than done, sir, I'm afraid. Civil have no aeroplanes at all. The RAF need all theirs for maintenance and spares. I'm working on a road haul.
How long will that take? Rail's quicker.
Slower, sir, and even less secure. I intend to get the stuff collected and away under escort soon after first light tomorrow morning. They should reach Tehran in 72 hours.
They must reach Tehran by the 29th without fail.
They will.
You'd better come over and tell the BGS that yourself. Our ambassador in Tehran has warned him that this headquarters will be held responsible for the least delay in arrival. I'm holding you responsible, Brady. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
And the BGS wants to know the name of the escort commander.
He'll know that tomorrow morning. Either Danefield or I may have to take the stuff myself. We're so short of suitable officers.
No, Brady. The work's going to build up here in the next 2 days.
And we'll all be lucky not to finish up a bunch of screaming lunatics by the time it's all over, quite. Don't worry, sir. The problem will be solved. Leave it to me.
Meanwhile, what about Major Khan?
Oh, we live in. I shan't keep you a moment, sir.
Well, I'll just tell the BGS we're on the way.
Oh, George, confirm the actual escort with the commandant of the transit camp and don't say a word about bullion. If I'm to carry the can and be court-martialed if anything goes wrong, I bloody intend to select the British officer in charge of the escort myself. And I'll find him if it takes all day and half the night. And when I've found him, I will do the briefing.
The desert bus raced along sand-blown tarmac through the tumble-down outskirts of Baghdad. Two great golden domes flashed in the sun, and a wave of excitement swept over me, a sensation of butterflies in the stomach. Lesser domes and minarets rose out of the plain. The road widened to an avenue of agitated palms, a boulevard, a sweep to the terminus by the airport buildings. I scrambled out into hot sunshine and went in search of Millie and my baggage.
Charles, they've gone to find Matron from the hospital. I expect they'll whisk me away as soon as she turns up.
I'll telephone this afternoon.
We'll try and arrange something.
Is that your matron smothered in gongs?
Must be. I'll have to go.
Till this afternoon.
Goodbye, Miss Nurse Bolstead.
Forgive me, I must rush. Goodbye.
Ah, sad, no, Lieutenant. Cheers up. I give your love to Ahwaz, yes?
Yes, have a good leave. There's Mr. Bagrami.
That's him!
Ah, Lieutenant. So we must all part. Goodbye to Mr. Larkinsky.
Yes, goodbye, please, Mr. Bagrami. And for me, the south, for you, the north. So, directions opposite, yes?
Yes, I have a train to catch.
I do hope we meet again.
Oh, no. Perhaps you will come to my country. Very small country now, but beautiful.
I hope so.
Goodbye, Mr. Willoughby. Good luck. Ah, here is your pretty friend. Goodbye, sister. Taxi Iwa. Baghdad, north.
Goodbye. Charles, listen. I've got to go on to Tehran by plane.
When?
Now, in a few minutes.
Oh, where in Tehran?
I don't know. Hospital, I suppose. Goodbye. I've got to go now. It was nice.
Come along, Busted. Matron's waiting.
Yes, coming!
Goodbye. Take great care. I'll... Damn. Give me another scotch and the menu if it's not too late to order.
Certainly, sir.
Evening, Jack. Your bar's pleasantly uncluttered tonight. Good evening.
Evening.
Bottle of beer ice, please, Jack, and a large whiskey straight while I'm making up my mind what to have.
Sir?
Not very inspiring dumps, officers' clubs.
I seem worse than this one, I suppose.
Perhaps. I'm jaundiced, I admit. One gets jaundiced working here. That's better. Line up another lot, Jack. There's a good fellow. What will you have?
Oh, thanks very much, sir, but better not.
Nonsense.
You see, I've been wandering around the hotels and places, knocking them back at intervals.
Well, it's the only thing to do. Judging by your regimental flash, you don't work here.
No. Just come off leave in Beirut.
Ah, I'm afraid we can't compete with Beirut. Total lack of beauty and nobility, as you observe. Very lowering for the standards. Royal Dunchers. Which battalion?
First.
Know where they are?
I expected the town major to tell me, but he was pretty uncooperative about everything.
I dare say. There have been some moves.
He put me in the transit camp, too. Depressingly empty.
Yes, you haven't got the right contacts in this town, that's obvious. Otherwise, you'd be hogging it in one of the hotels over the river.
In spite of my rank?
Well, it depends on your contacts.
To whom should I go?
Well, I'm fairly dependable. Come and see me tomorrow at 0800 hours. G2 Ops. Brady.
8 o'clock. Thanks, I will, sir. My round.
Certainly. Jack, then dinner.
Here's the menu.
Stuff it. Do you mind the bazaar? The souk, native food. Slight risk of ptomaine poisoning, but worth it for the ambiance.
Out of bounds to troops.
Well, naturally. All ranks. Drink up, and we're off.
They're ready to be in plain clothes. May take a bit of time to persuade them we're harmless.
I wouldn't say they look pleased to see us.
Can't blame them. Probably think we're military police. The curls do nose around searching for brothels to raid in case any poor bloody troops have strayed. They'll have to treat these perfectly respectable citizens to a show of their ridiculous authority. I have some more arrows.
Thanks. These meatballs are delicious. What are they?
What you said. Young rams, lightly grilled. They're guaranteed to promote a certain strength in the way you'd expect. A great delicacy. Much prized.
So, there's only one place to go now. Better walk. It's not far. I usually drop in on my way home.
Where?
A bordello.
If you don't mind, I'm rather in need of a good night's sleep. You go ahead. I'll make my own way back to the transit camp.
No, no. You're bound to get lost.
But it's late. Well, I'd better confess, I'm keen on a girl here. Well, she's in Tehran, as a matter of fact. A nurse at the hospital. So, you see, I really...
Oh, brace up, old chap. I absolutely understand your predicament. No obligation to buy. You have an experienced guide.
No, really. Count me out.
Oh, come along, old chap, do. Dangerous hanging about in these dark alleys. There's been some unsolved disappearances, I'm sorry to say. Incidentally, talking of nurses, I may as well tell you... Your battalion's in Tehran.
Tehran? Sorry.
Yes, I thought it might be. Tell you what, we'll discuss it over a nightcap. They keep a whiskey you can't get in the Naffy or anywhere else for love or money. It's rather nicely put, don't you think? It's the only reason I come here, honestly. Lovely courtyard. Turkish Paris once, I believe. Bang on the Tigris. Through here. Anyone at home?
Seems rather empty.
I agree. Very little suggestion of ill fame at the moment. All the characteristics of a peculiarly dowdy club.
The Constitutional Club. Well, in Garden City.
Yeah, ladies' night, the last Saturday of the month. Pity it's a Tuesday. No whisper of frou-frou. Too bad. The click of balls, but no billiard room.
Everyone deserves a day off now and then.
Or even a night. Very odd. Never underestimate the forces of evil, my dear fellow brothel creeper. Now, behave yourself, you frightful hags. Now, sit down quietly. We'd like a little peace, for God's sake. This is Fawzia, and the blonde is Dinah. Ah, there you are, Mohammed. You're the man we came to see.
Good evening, Major Sam. Good evening, sir. Make yourself comfortable, please. Our pleasure to see you.
Two whiskey sodas, Mohammed. Black label.
Black label, yes, sir, very please. My pleasure, Major Sam.
Steady, Fawzia. You better get them a drink each, Mohammed. We want a little peace and a lot of whiskey.
Oh, Major, Hapasi. You come with me tonight?
Come with you? No fear. Now, when will you learn? Now, stop interfering with me, will you, Fawzia, and sit down like a good little tart. I've told you dozens of times I come here exclusively for Mohammed's whiskey. None of you girls is nearly sexy enough for me. No oomph.
Major Pussy.
Circassian, Dinah claims to be, don't you, sweetie? All the best whores for centuries, Circassians. Sought after from the Bosphorus to the China Sea. Now, make way for the whiskey, you girls. Oh, thank you, Mohammed.
Whiskey, always whiskey, Major Hapasi. this. I thought you left her long.
Well, you do that. It's my opinion there that Dinah the Blonde is the result of her mother's employment at the Alwea Club, where the wicked British businessmen go to swim and play squash and indulge a curious passion for violent exercise followed by strong drink.
You know, Major Harpasis, this one left her on 12 o'clock. You come upstairs with me now, yes?
Come in, sir. Come in. My pleasure, sir.
Another visitor saved by the bell, eh, Willoughby?
Yes, thank heaven.
Would you have me quickly?
All clear. Upstairs they go. Mohammed has been taking care of expatriate British passions ever since we drove the Turks out of Baghdad in the First War, and does it very nicely, too. Well, I reckon that exhausts the possibilities of this place. Ready to go?
Yes, please. Ready for my creaking charpoy in the transit camp.
Well, I'm afraid we can't call it a night yet a while. Night, Mohammed. Night, Dinah. Oh,
good night, Major Sam. Sam, my pleasure.
Major, perhaps next time round the man, no?
I may pass out cold if I don't get to bed.
Oh, that's a pity. I've thought of a splendid way of getting you back to your battalion, Willoughby.
Oh, good. I'll come and see you in the morning as arranged.
Any objection to starting for Tehran tomorrow? I mean today, of course.
I want to get there. I told you the reason, but I feel awful suddenly.
Oh, the cool air off the river will soon put you right.
I hope so, but I may pass out.
Oh, try not to do that. I've got to brief you. Not far to the office. You will be in command of an escort.
That's a blessing. I'm going to need escorting.
You'll have trucks and drivers.
Going by road, are we?
By road. Briefing won't take more than half an hour. Then you can bed down at the transit camp for an hour or so. Start about 5:30 hours. Well, don't you want to know what you'll be taking on to Tehran?
What am I taking on to Tehran?
A load of bullion.
At least we won't starve.
That's a splendid, if unexpected, reaction, I must say. Not the easiest of assignments, but I knew I'd picked a good one for the job.
Well, I'm not so sure.
Here's the bridge. Now, shove your head over the parapet and breathe deeply. Do you feel better?
I'm keen to start for Tehran. There's someone there I must see.
Hello, hello. Who's that? What do you want?
Colonel Pym, sir. It's Brady.
Brady? What do you think you're doing, wakening me up at this time of night?
It's urgent, sir. I thought you'd like to know I found exactly the right officer for the Tehran mission.
What? You could have told me that in the morning. Good night.
The mission will have left by then. It leaves the transit camp at 5:30 hours. I thought you might want to see them off.
Me? What's the time now?
0300 hours, sir. I've just finished the briefing.
Why did it have to take all night?
Well, it was extremely thorough, sir.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. They must get there by the...
29th.
Yes. And not a moment later. I hope you made that clear. You're responsible if anything goes wrong.
I am aware of that, sir. But don't you want to know the officer's name and regiment?
Tell me in the morning. I need all the sleep I can get with important decisions to make in this emergency.
Who is it? You'll have to wait till I finish shaving. Can't talk to anyone when I'm operating. Puts me off for 3 whole days.
Major Brady, I'm afraid you'll have to listen to me.
Willoughby, what the hell are you doing still here? Well, come in. You're late starting.
I haven't signed for the load yet.
Why not? You've got it outside, haven't you?
Yes.
Give me that towel over there.
You didn't tell me it was gold.
Of course I did.
No.
Don't be idiotic. I must have. Even if I didn't, couldn't you have had the sense to ask?
Because you told me it was a consignment of bully beef.
I told you. No, you prize chump. I didn't say anything of the sort. I said bullion, not bully beef. Bullion. I remember thinking what a good young officer you were not to query your orders. And what an amusing chap, too, when all you said was, so we won't starve.
Bullion?
Gold bullion. Well, you've got an escort, haven't you? Well, haven't you?
If I'd known what the load was to be when I met what you're pleased to call an escort at dawn this morning, I believe I'd have dismissed them and gone straight back to bed to face the court-martial later.
Scruffy lot?
Horrible.
NCO in charge is first class.
Yes, but I don't know a word of Urdu except Tig Hai.
You know a great deal, then.
My sign language isn't so hot either.
James, remember that signal you sent about grounding of aircraft last night? Listen to this. Must insist you reconsider.
No. There's a damage to war effort, weapons, air crews urgently awaited other theatres, stand still in forward areas.
And sheaths of others like it from every air HQ from here to Timbuktu.
Now look here, Willoughby, there's a lot on here this morning. It's literally top priority stuff, so I can't explain. So you'd better get those ingots counted and scarper.
Ingots? Of course, that's what they are. Gold ingots stitched into canvas for camouflage. But how much are they worth?
What the hell does that matter?
I must know, sir, exactly what I'm responsible for.
Well, it's all on that piece of paper. 1,000 kilos. Illegible sods. Yes, it says 500,000 dinars. Approx, it says.
But a dinar's worth a pound. So I'm responsible for carrying 500,000 pounds worth of gold to 650 miles by road from here to Tehran.
Don't tell the escort. Oh, I forgot you can't.
In a three-ton lorry.
It won't attract attention. You'll see other vehicles, all exactly the same, carrying aid to Russia.
Suppose we break down.
You won't break down. And what is more, if you don't get cracking, you won't reach anywhere habitable by nightfall. So shut up and get the hell out of here. It's Wednesday the 26th today. I'll expect to hear you've reached Tehran within 72 hours. Midday on Saturday the 29th without fail.
But please,
don't say, suppose I'm late, Willoughby. You've read King's regulations. You'll know that the penalty for dereliction of duty is awarded by that court-martial you were burbling on about just now.
Is convoy ke peeche lagne sahab?
What? Oh, yes, that convoy. Follow it.
Bother cha sahab. Khana sahab.
What's khana? Can't find it on the map.
Sahab, time ho gaya khane ka.
Oh, yes, I can see your watch. 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you to follow the convoy off the road. Sorry, I see. Staging post and petrol point. Well done. This must be khana, but it isn't on the map.
Khana sahab.
Khana. Good place to stop. Seize the petrol, will you?
What's all this? I didn't say anything about food. It's far too early for a long walk.
Khana, sir.
Of course, Khana means food. Sorry, Havildar. Please carry on. Lots more tea with curry on the late afternoon of the next day led to an unscheduled stop on behalf of my bladder. It left us a long way behind the convoy, and we never caught sight of it again.
You are correct. Right to call in at my field hospital. A night in the mountains would indeed have been dangerous. Up there they are all Kurds. A fine race, but basically against anyone who is not another Kurd. We had a casualty in here the other day, quite badly shot up by them.
What's he done to deserve that?
Very little. He was driving a staff car on a side road. What the Kurds do is this. They pile heaps of stones across the track. The vehicle has to stop, and they shoot it up from cover. Oh, it's an old trick. When the occupants are either dead, wounded, or fled, they help themselves to what they can find. Have some more curry. Bera, curry korea or now?
It was delicious. A third helping would show disgusting.
Ah, you're very kind. Oh, great nationalists, the Kurds, like us Indians. Ah, but I must not expatiate on that.
Your patience. One wonders who they can be out in the blue like this.
Well, apart from troops, we have also Persian patients, mostly Antonis, pro-German. And actual Germans, too, sometimes. We have a couple at present.
Internees?
Oh, no, parachutists. They are classed as spies.
Then they must arrive looking like civilians.
Oh, yes, and there have been many drops reported recently. They are sent to stir up the tribes. So it's not difficult to persuade dissident tribesmen to menace the oil wells while the German agents get in and blow them up.
I'm quickly learning that this is a land of outlaws.
Indeed. So, thank God for our Indian troops. Yeah, and British, too, of course. Some of our nurses here are British.
I expect you know all the hospitals in Tehran. A friend of mine is a nurse there.
And she is probably working at fifth general. Would you like to know for certain?
Of course. I mean, thank you very much. Could you do that?
After dinner. Another glass of water.
No more, thanks. You make me feel I must go and inspect my guard. Early start in the morning, too. I've got to try and make Tehran tomorrow, so if you'll excuse
me... Tehran? You are going to the conference? There is one there, you know. Churchill, Stalin, Roosevelt. Old Uncle Tom somebody or other and all. Uncle Tom who?
Cobley.
Oh, yes, Cobley, of course. My English has many flaws, I'm sorry to confess.
So that's what all the fuss is about. A Tehran conference. They didn't actually tell me in Baghdad.
It is a secret. And so, of course, it is common knowledge in the bazaar.
Hello. Charles Willoughby here. Hello? Can you hear me?
Sister Boston speaking. Hello?
Millie, it's Charles. I can hardly hear you. It's Charles Willoughby.
Charles, where are you?
Kermanshah.
Are you in Tehran?
No. Kermanshah.
Well? Hello?
Doesn't matter. I'm on my way to see you.
What?
See you soon.
No. When?
Tomorrow or the day after.
When?
Hello? Can you hear me? Tomorrow.
Hello? Hello?
Madeline. Now it's gone dead.
An unusually coherent conversation.
What happens in an emergency? Still, she knew it was me.
The signalers do their best to maintain communications, but as fast as they repair the copper wire, the peasants cut it down again. They find it fetches a good price in the bazaar.
Gari tayar sahab, bilkul fit. All ready to go then.
Ah, sir.
Good. Havildar? Get the men aboard. Take high to go.
Achara!
They tell me you like it here, my dear Willoughby.
What seems to be the trouble? Good morning, sir. Overstaying our welcome. Tires.
Well, all right to me.
Yes, but now we haven't a spare for either vehicle. Lack of maintenance. Off now, though. Goodbye and thanks.
You'll be lucky to reach Tehran today now. You'll go via Qazvin, of course.
Have to. I was told to go the other way by GHQ.
Oh, don't. It's 100 miles longer.
I have to reach Tehran by midday tomorrow at the outside. Must go, Colonel, before the men start agitating for Kana.
Besotun. That's the place for your stop. It's not far.
Besotun. I'll look at the map as we go.
There is a chaikana, a tea house to you. Opposite a remarkable rock formation. Gigantic. You can't miss it.
I'll look out for it.
If you have time, try and climb up to the great inscription of Darius. Only 7 men have reached it since it was discovered. I was the 7th. There is a story about
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. I'm carrying £500,000 worth of gold ingots in that truck. If I don't get it to Tehran on time, I'll probably be shot. I'm sure you understand.
Yes, yes, of course, of course. Never mind, my story will keep. Off you go. I will see the road is clear. Wait, a fast car coming.
Good Lord. Those 2 men in that car, the Black Buick. I know them. An Armenian and a Pole. How extraordinary.
Armenians and Poles are not so scarce in Iran. Are you sure?
Absolutely. And they're not supposed to be together. How very odd. They were going in different directions from Baghdad. One north, one south. I wonder what they're up to.
Oh, give up worrying. You will never know. A fast Buick will easily outpace you. Ah, here comes the camel caravan.
Yes. Yes, I'm off. Get going, driver. Thanks again, Colonel, for all your help.
Drop in again. This is Liberty Hall. Carry and conversation.
I tell you, that was Willoughby. I recognize.
So what of that? All young British officers look alike.
He is going to follow us on the road.
Rotchinsky, don't be absurd. You have so many delusions.
He also may stop at Bizitun.
There is nothing for soldiers in the Chaikani.
All right. But our mission must not be jeopardized by enemy ships. Is it necessary for us to stop and see these contacts?
Very important. They must be given exact orders. They must act as soon as word is given from Tehran that our plan has succeeded. Immediately, Churchill, Roosevelt, and Stalin have been eliminated. All in this country who are pro-German must act together. We have to tell the men how they are to disorganize the British, their roads, their dumps, the oil, the railways.
Yes, yes, but we must not delay a visitor. We must get on to the objective.
Certainly, but the plan must be made to work in every detail. That was my brief in Berlin. This is quite a coincidence, Mr. Willoughby. You see, I have not forgotten your name.
No, I remember yours too, of course, Mr. Bagramian. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disturb your conference. I was just exploring the place. I'll go back.
No, by no means. You are welcome. Try the Awarid. Here in Iran, all travelers sit together to talk and smoke, you understand. An acquired taste of these pipes, Kalgans, as they are called. Perhaps I may offer you an American cigarette. Mr. Varchinsky, You remember Lieutenant Willoughby, I'm sure. Oh. Sit down, please, on the carpet, I'm afraid.
Yes, come and sit down. Very pleased to see you here. Very, very nice place, no?
Naturally, I cannot introduce you to our fellow travelers. I do not know their names. Forgive me.
Dobare salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. How do you do?
Thank you. Many Polish peoples in Tehran. Many friends, so I must first visit you, know, yes?
Your family is at Ahwaz, you told me.
Ahwaz, yes.
I see.
My friend Mr. Bagramian go with me together, understand? Huh? Is nice, no?
Yes.
Many, many water, many tree. Very, very pretty place.
Yes.
Yes.
Bisitun is famous. Everybody stops to see the carving. You also?
No.
Oh, but you're sure that it is unique. But one has to climb.
I have heard that.
Yes? The remarkable thing is that it was up there for 3,000 years and nobody knew. Darius was a contemporary of Alexander the Great, of course. No.
Who discovered it?
An Englishman, but naturally. May I ask you what brings you to Bisitun, if not mere sightseeing?
A halt on the road. I'd some way to go, so I mustn't disturb you any longer.
Oh, please, one moment. You must take another cup of tea. It is expected. One cup only is considered a little rude.
If you'll excuse me, I'd better go and see. Goodbye, and thank you. How much do I owe you for the tea?
No, you don't pay. I think you'd better hurry. He says something is missing. Goodbye.
Here, Dalgi, off you go. Come and show hospital. I'll wait here with the cargo truck and the men, but Dalgi, for God's sake. Always inspect. This will mean a court-martial.
Still here, Mr. Willoughby?
Unfortunately.
What seems to be the trouble? He said two cases were missing.
Yes, we had to change the wheels at Kermanshah, and the men used some of my cargo to steady the jack. Two of the canvas cases have been left behind. It's rather serious.
Bad luck. You will not see them again, I fear. Were they valuable?
What? No, not valuable, but I have to deliver the stuff intact.
What have you in there?
Oh, bully beef. Rations.
So?
Bully beef.
An extremely precious commodity. To lose two tins must be worrying for you. Come, Mr. Martin.
Lieutenant, you like Osad Martin. Come, please, come.
No, I must wait for my Havildar to come back with my two missing cases. He'll be some time, I'm afraid, so I'll go across the road and watch you.
Take your shoes off, Mr. Varchinsky. It is easier.
Many, many hard rock. Yes, I take my shoes off and throw them. Old sweaty. Lieutenant, take care of my shoes.
Don't be long, then. We'll be off as soon as my Havilah gets back.
Come up here, Varchinsky.
Yes, wait. I'm not yours.
Quickly, get behind the rock. Is he still waiting?
Below, he watched my shoes.
Listen, we stay here out of sight until we hear our Iranian friends stealing his remaining army truck.
But why steal the truck? You told them to shoot Willoughby and his men?
No, I told them only to threaten. We take the truck to delay matters. We must lead him on and gain as much time as we need to get safely to Kazvin before he can act.
Willoughby is best out of the way. When the truck is stolen, we must descend from here and pretend to be friendly.
Yes, but
shoot him from the car as we go.
Varchinsky, I am in command here. You will not shoot Willoughby. You will follow my plan. That is an order. Now get down quickly and don't forget.
Stop it! Stop it! Fire at it, can't you?
I did not see what happened.
Gone. Too late.
No, not see your big motor gone. Stolen.
Can't have been. I only turned my back for a minute. The men were there to guard it.
power.
I will ask your men what happened. This is Iran. All Iranians are expert in stealing.
Bad Persian peoples, I think.
The tribesmen. Your men say they had guns. The tribesmen threatened your men while they sat squatting in a circle talking.
They must have been half asleep then. Look here. You've got a car. Can I... No, I'm stuck here. Can't do a thing till the Havildar comes back with the other truck.
So you have lost your cargo of bully beef. You would like us to follow for you, perhaps?
It wouldn't have happened if the Havildar had been here. Oh, yes, 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 if you will. At once. No time to waste.
Certainly. Oh, 1 second. You have radio in your trucks to report your lost cargo?
No such luck. Do hurry.
At once. Come, Mr. Marchinsky. We can overtake them before they turn into the mountains, I hope.
Please. Please, do your best. Well done, Havildar. Shabbas, good man, Nike. Glad you found the two cases. Lucky, but we've got to get moving. That Buick is not coming back. Those men are in the plot to steal the cargo truck, I'm certain. Agents, I'm sure now.
Those men hide
them? Yes, after them. Get the men aboard, Jalvi. Come on, Jalvi. Get moving.
Goodbye, God be with you.
Bagramian, call the men back.
No, Vorchinsky, we must get on to Kazvin. I have explained to the men exactly why the cases are not to be touched. We have to delay Willoughby to stop him.
You kill him, you stop him.
But not his Indians. Delay, delay, delay. When he has found at last these cases, he must reload them into his truck. When he has found that. The whole business will take a long time. Long enough for us. Our mission in Tehran is paramount, agreed?
Oh, yes, but at the same time...
Everything else is unimportant. Deal with the Allied leaders and the war is as good as won by the Führer. Agreed? Good. Get in the car.
Very well. But I am in disagreement with your conduct of this affair, and I shall report it to my abuela superior in Cairo.
That does not surprise me. You have no imagination and less discipline, and I shall put that in my report when our mission is completed.
Well, that's a general alert issued. Not that anyone will take a blind bit of notice of Town Major Hamadan.
Why ever not?
Stuck away up here in the mountains, miles from anywhere. We're forgotten men in Hamadan. Town Major Kazvin now, he's a somebody.
I had to raise the alarm at the first British post I came to. Getting to Kazvin tonight is out of the question now it's so late. We've had an exhausting day.
Oh, yes, you were telling your story. Go on with it, do. It's electrifying, really.
Well, the bridge was blocked. An ambush. We debussed and fanned out each side of the road, and after the usual confusion, fog of war sort of thing, the Havildar and I decided to attack the bridge.
Oh, brave.
Well, as a pincer movement, it wasn't a great success. The ground was marshy, so we began to make embarrassing sucking noises with our boots. I was petrified they'd hear us. But there didn't seem to be a soul about near the barricade, so I was able to get a close look at it. The obstacle consisted of just a few boulders and a lot of stone-cluttered canvas cases.
Canvas cases?
The load I'd lost. The cargo.
Funny.
Very. But why? Why no ambush? Why no theft? You won't believe me, but I tell you in the strictest confidence, it's gold. Gold ingots.
Oh, go on, you're pulling my leg. Aren't you?
I knew you wouldn't believe me. Nobody does. At least the only other person I've told didn't.
Well, no wonder you insisted on mounting a guard. I shan't sleep a single wink from worry.
We counted all the ingots, laboriously loaded them all back into the lorry. Not one piece missing.
Well, those agents must have bigger fish to fry.
You may be right. Delaying tactics. But what for? They certainly succeeded. We're now 5 hours behind schedule. The next thing I'd better do is to send a signal to GHQ Baghdad.
La-di-da, what high circles we move in. Gold, top brass.
It's rather important, as you can imagine. I was supposed to be in Tehran tonight.
Oh, your staff will be quite safe in my lock-up. You forget all your worries till tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, are you a music lover?
Well... Yes.
Lovely. And you must come to my gramophone recital after dinner. I arrange one every Friday night. So few turn up, I'll ask you anything the least little bit cultural. Officers and NCOs never. Just one or two musical privates.
I've written out the message.
Oh, so sorry, I get carried away. Now, don't worry. I'll send it over to our local signal section and get them to do it absolutely at once.
We'll go through this signal line by line, Brady.
It requires immediate action, sir, and we're rather pressed for time.
It's not at all clear. Who is Willoughby? He's untrained in staff duties.
I told you, sir, the officer in charge of the gold consignment, First Dunchers.
Mm.
Colonel Pym, I've already taken some preliminary action on this signal. I've asked for and received a list of passengers on the early flight from Cairo.
Oh, why?
I shall turn one off at Baghdad and take the seat to Tehran, as we did when we sent Captain Danefield up there.
Do you imply that you are going to Tehran?
Not necessarily.
No, I should think not. It may require someone senior. Yes. Owing unforeseen circumstance involving suspected enemy agents, will now arrive Tehran PM 29 November stop. That's today. He's late. The brigadier won't like it. He's heard that the bank's sterling balances are well below the safety limit. Conference is costing the Persian government an enormous sum daily, and they've complained to the ambassador again.
Yes, and there are going to be some strips torn off whoever goes to Tehran from this office. But you can deal with that, of course, when you get there.
Oh. Agents Bagramian and Varchinsky involved with local tribes this area. Stop. Believe now heading Tehran. Stop. Are these parachutists?
I'm not sure, but the next group may help us find out.
Contact Sister Mildred Boosted, 5 Gen Hosp. For confirmation, names and previous movements.
Whoever goes to Tehran can check.
A nursing sister. Alert issued town Major Hammerdown, signed CFW Willoughby Lieutenant.
Any idea, sir?
There's a lot going on here, too, you know. The Russians keep harping on about this plot on the lives of Mr. Churchill and the other two heads of state. Very worrying for the BGS and the CNC.
Exactly, sir.
So, I think I'll go and get a ruling from them. Who goes to Tehran?
George!
James!
Well, what are you doing here? I didn't warn you I was coming up.
I've come to meet the Flaming Sword of Stalingrad, not you. You haven't brought it, have you?
What are you talking about?
The PM's presenting it to Uncle Joe this afternoon. It still hasn't arrived, and they're in a hell of a flat spin because it's disappeared somewhere between London and Cairo.
Or floated in the Delta, I expect, for another fat boss man with egg all over his hat. I had to chuck one off to get here.
Dozens of them roaming around the embassy gardens here in fancy dress. And the PM's entourage. Difficult to keep a semblance of security.
Can you give me a lift into town?
Hang on till I collect the sword. There's an RAF flight due, and we think it's on board. And then we'll drive in triumph through the gates.
The thing is, I've got a date with a nurse at 5th General Hospital.
Typical. Well, I'll drop you. It's on the way.
Fine. Where's the presentation?
Russian embassy grounds. Coming?
Well, I've got to see this nurse.
Bring her along.
Then I've got to go to the embassy, ours, to apologize for Willoughby. He's a bit late with that gold consignment to the Imperial Bank, and the ambassador's extremely angry with us.
You'll be right on the spot. You see, the two embassies are joining, about 200 yards apart. Very self-contained conference. Sitting ducks, the big three. Anything's liable to happen. Stand by. Here's the Flaming Sword coming into land. Made in Birmingham, they tell me.
If I seem distracted, Miss Boosted, it's because I've just received the father and mother of all rockets.
Oh, I do hope it's not my fault. They were very unwilling to let me through the embassy gate, so I had to ask for you.
Quite right. No, not your fault. Charles's fault.
Oh, dear, whatever's happened?
And I came on here from introducing myself to you at the hospital, tried to explain to the top brass why Charles is a little late with some essential goodies he's bringing them, and blow me if they didn't flog me with the barbed wire.
I'm not sure what all that means, Major Brady, but Charles is not to blame, I'm certain. He's a very conscientious young man, just a little impetuous sometimes.
How I wish the ambassador could hear that. But with any luck, you can tell Charles himself later on today.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful.
He should have shown up by midday. His friends Bagramian and Warchinsky delayed him, and that's why Combined Intelligence wants to talk to him.
I met them on the desert bus, but I don't know much about them.
No, none of us do, unfortunately. We are after a positive identification. So, come along and meet Intelligence. After lunch, we'll go across and see the presentation. It's good of Matron to give you the afternoon off.
I do hope Charles is all right.
My day for reading maps, Sergeant. Where's this? Feel a bit grim this morning.
Sorry about that, sir. Casby.
Already? I must have dozed off.
British checkpoint, sir. Now, documents, please.
GHQ pass, that's all. Here.
Oh, thank you, sir. Just routine, sir. If it's the Russian checkpoint, you'll have to worry.
Russian? Why?
Boundary of the Russian zone, sir. Just leaving the British zone.
Nobody told me.
Well, you never know with them blokes. They may decide to search or they may not. Very thorough if they do.
Search?
Depends what you're carrying. You'll be all right, they say. Don't be in a hurry, though, whatever you do. You can't be doing with that.
So put you get up? Just my luck to feel like death. Can't go back. Chance it. They're allies, aren't they? Tiga, damn it. Slow, driver. But slowly. No. Gently. Pull up gently at the barrier.
Please.
Work ticket, Doe. Driver. Hands up. You lead you. Where's he off to? He hasn't given it back. Damn it. He's going to investigate the back. No, you don't.
No, at all not.
No. Put that knife away. I won't have the canvas covers slashed. Stand away from my cargo, please.
No.
No.
No. Is that cruel?
Havildar.
What?
Just come here quietly.
Is that?
Stand beside me. Who are you?
I am interpreter. Good day, sir. The soldiers say he must inspect all. You cannot pass unless...
Tell him that I'm expected urgently in Tehran. My cargo is fully described on the waybill.
Yes, yes. The waybill. You have it?
He has it.
What is the document?
Нет, не понимаю. Должен осмотреть. Это очень нужно.
Да. Soldiers say no matter. Must inspect. No going to Tehran unless... Absolutely.
I want to speak to an officer. Tell him I don't deal with other ranks.
Он хочет иметь дело только старшим офицером.
Спасибо.
You must wait. I am sorry.
When the officer comes, show him the way, Bill. Yes, and show him this, too. My pass from British GHQ. He can check with Tehran or Baghdad. Enemy in sight? Oh, Havildar. Russians are meant to be allies.
Motor, sir. Dushman.
What motor?
Why? Motor. Kali motor, sir. Motor.
Yes, over by the hut. I see it. Black Buick, but it can't be the same one.
Officer coming now, sir.
That little swine of an NCO, too. There's a civilian with them.
Oh, it's Russian officer. Very, very important man, I think,
sir. Sir! Dushman, hey, sir!
So again, Mr. Willoughby.
It is. It's Bagramian. That settles it. Quick, Havildar. Turn your truck round and go back. Back to the British checkpoint. Jaldi, Jaldi.
Hey, stop!
Turn around, driver.
No, sir.
Give that, Jaldi. Back to the British barrier. Jump it, for God's sake.
Mr. Willoughby! Oi! Do it! Lift you up!
We're through. Carry on, driver. Carry on. Don't stop, man.
Stop! Stop, sir! Where were you off to, sir? Back to Hamadan?
Look here, I'll explain everything, but I must see if the men are all right.
Quite a little party while it lasted. Your men are now in a shambles.
Anyone hit? Havildar, call the row.
All right, sir. Hand it up.
You'll be getting us a bad reputation, you know, sir.
If you're going to interrogate me, I just wish I didn't feel so lousy.
Ah, feverish, are you?
Don't feel 100%. Bit shivery. No excuse, of course.
Well, I'll see if I can scram some aspirin when we've had our little chat.
Casualty names, sir.
That's a mercy. That's wonderful. Thank you, Havildar. Sergeant, I can't hang about, I'm afraid. I'll have to get to Tehran the long way round.
Oh, you can still be there late tonight, sir. Vassal, Tanabad and Qum. You're in a hurry, I can see. Bet you tried to worry the Ruskies. It's the one thing they can't abide. Ah, lucky for you they fired I. A couple of holes in the awning is all I can see.
So there are.
Yes, sir. I expect the Ruskies will want some sort of explanation for all that darting about between the lines. We have to live with them, you know. So let's just say you forgot to fill up at the petrol point and remembered at the very last minute. They'll enjoy that.
Oh, yes. Will they?
Very peculiar sense of humour, as Ivan. Shan't be long. Hello? A pistol shop, that was. Ruskies pooping off at one another. You stay here out of sight, sir. I'll have a shifty.
Look out for a tall civilian. He was with the officer. Well?
No sign of any tall civilian. The NCO had to take the blame for your quick about turn. Sprawled on the deck he is by the barrier. The officer's walking away with his pistol in his fist. They do that. Summary award. You really were lucky, sir, weren't you?
With red candor and plain blunt speech.
Oh, goodness. Major Brady.
After a few days,
look over there where all the Russian spectators are. At the very back, you see a tall man, a civilian in that group of officers.
Got him, yes. That's a very un-Russian suit he's wearing.
That's Bagramian, I'm certain.
Is it, by Jove? Well, can you see the other one?
Wachinski? No, not there.
Keep your eye on the chap. I'll go and alert intelligence.
No, wait, look. He's dropped the sword.
By good gum, so he has. Winston's dropped the sword.
It must have fallen out of the scabbard. Stalin's going to...
What the hell's happening? Oh, well done, that officer of the Downshire Guard. Very smartly covered up.
Major Brady Bagramian, he's dodged out of the crowd. He's running away.
Well, don't lose sight of him.
I have, he's disappeared.
Well, damn. Minnie, you carry on here till the ceremony's over. I must find out what's up. Intelligence will handle this with the NKVD. See you later.
The news is that both Churchill and Stalin narrowly escaped death this afternoon at the presentation ceremony. If the sword hadn't fallen out of its scabbard, they'd have both been goners.
I don't follow.
As they both stooped to pick it up, three shots were fired from someone in the crowd.
We didn't hear any shots.
From a weapon with a silencer.
Bagramian.
Your job is to spot one or other of them tomorrow night. Any questions?
Yes. What do I wear?
Sorry, Millie. No glamorous evening dress. You are the sister on duty at the party.
No, I'm disappointing.
Two other things. First, it's thought that Bagramian is either an Abwehr agent who has infiltrated the NKVD or vice versa. Try and spot him. You may be in on a piece of history.
I may not live to appreciate that. You said there were two things.
I did. News of Charles Willoughby. There's a report in from Kazvin, only 3 hours' drive from here. He was there at 10:30 hours this morning. He had another sight of Bagramian before the Armenian arrived here in time for the sword ceremony.
Then Charles should have arrived by now, too.
He'd better not be too long. He's got till tonight. Otherwise, he and I are both for the high jump. Courts of inquiry, courts-martial, the works.
Where are you? This is Sultanabad, and you have your Indians to thank for bringing you in to be looked after. Good night now. I aim to get back to me party. A fine big woman there. A Polish, I'd guess, with a pair of Charlies on her I don't intend to let go spare this night. What did you say?
Nothing.
But I'll be back to have a proper look at you in the morning, so I will. It may be later than sooner. You can't tell. Good night now.
I shall be leaving early in the morning.
Listen, me boyo. Sandfly fever is what you've got, and a temperature of 103 needs patience. Are you listening? 4 days to incubate and 4 days plus to shake off. It leaves you awful weak. Have you savvied at last? Good night now, and wish me luck.
Very well, sir. That's how you feel. Pimpo from Baghdad, for your information, George. I am to regard myself as under open arrest pending the results of the courts of inquiry.
Courts? Plural?
Two. Simultaneously. Baghdad and Tehran and presumably a court-martial later. There's a tremendous hoo-ha going on this morning. Ever since Willoughby failed to show up with that gold last night, Pimpo's been busy conducting an exercise in self-preservation.
Bastard. Typical.
Well, there has to be a scapegoat. Of course, the alliance here in Tehran has suddenly become vulnerable to Russian domination. And, of course, the lack of local financial stability is critical. But that gold has become far more important to the bossman even than the plot against the lives of Churchill, Roosevelt and Stalin. It's cockeyed. Well, there you are, George. Via in the picture.
When are they? The courts of inquiry.
Tomorrow, 10:00 hours. Oh, cheer up, George. Promotion for you when I get stripped. Anything else in?
Invitation cards for you and Millie Booster to Winston's birthday party.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Oh. Well, I'll take Millie on to a nightclub I know afterwards. My final fling. Whoopee!
Good morning. Ah, steady. Don't you look ridiculous, Willoughby?
The medical orderly said I'd find you trying to get dressed, and here you are swaying about without any clothes on at all.
I feel much better, Doc.
Back to bed with you. Shivering like a poor naked ghost at his own wake. Here, take my arm. Easy does it. Overtired, eh?
I'm on the mend, Doc. Honestly.
Then we'll just take your temperature, and if it's down, there won't be any problem.
I wasn't making much sense last night. You see, I...
Keep it under your tongue. Oh. Last night you were in no fit state to be walking about at all. Very pale, highly puke-worthy was one officer's description. Keep quiet. And by the look of you, you're not for duty today either. Wait. You can tell me all about it in a moment. Your men, those Indians of yours, are all fine. The NCO has kept them busy, physical jerks, various inspections, rifles, boots. And now they're all squatting about happily in the transport lines. Right. What's your hurry?
I'm late arriving in Tehran. I must get there. Today, I must. It's important.
You won't be going to Tehran today or tomorrow. You may just as well face it.
Oh, God, Doc. Can't you try to understand? The stuff I'm carrying is vital.
That NCO of yours, couldn't he take the stuff to Tehran? It's only about 175 miles.
The Havildar doesn't speak English. None of them do.
We're all British service here, but you speak Urdu, of course. Feel well enough to see him?
I feel perfectly well. It's only...
Off you go, orderly. Fetch him in. I hear the Downshires are enjoying all the excitement in Tehran. All jolly fun and bags of bullshit, so they tell me. I'll drop in again this evening. I must get that temperature down and then... Ever been to Kermanshah? You get on well at the hospital there with your Urdu.
No, Doc, I can't. I...
Hold on, आप कैसे हैं हजूर? जवान की उम्मीद है कि आप जल्दी बिल्कुल अच्छे हो जाएंगे.
सलाम हवलदार. कुराम शाह टीगर डैंक वाइमाउस जाओ बख्शीस है.
साहब साहब
खाना
खाना साहब
जी खाना रोटी मकनसीनी आप ही ईदा
अभी ईदा साहब. Hazoor, hazoor.
Well, what are you saying to one another?
Oh, just paying compliments. Passing the time of day.
Now. I see. I haven't heard Tehran mentioned, that's all.
Well, you will now. Lend me your watch.
Here.
Havildar. Ek. That means 1 o'clock. Ek.
Ek, Zab. Ek, ek.
Ek. Tehran. Jalao transit camp stop.
Ek Tehran Jalao transit camp stop. Acha sir.
Acha.
Acha.
Shabash Havildar. Kara. Then ek. Ek Tehran transit camp stop.
Acha sir. Theek hai sir.
I followed that. He's to leave for Tehran at 1 o'clock, go straight to the transit camp, and presumably deliver your cargo. Good. That's done, then.
I hope so.
Taking it out of you, though, I can see. Nothing to worry about now, and a little sleep will do you good.
Quiet. Shh. Quietly with the tailboard. Now, help me into the bag. Well done. Blanket. Well, thank you. Chickadee, do very good to me. Shabash. Chica, rope up the flaps. Abhyavulga. Tira. Shh. Quiet, for God's sake. Quiet. Jalao. Until we get through the gate.
I am the commandant of Tehran Transit Camp, and I'm not in the habit of having my orders questioned. We are full. There can be no exception.
Yes, but I have this GHQ pass, sir, and GOPS gave me instructions.
Yes, the orderly officer told me, which is why I left the mess, a great inconvenience.
Instructions to ensure that my cargo was safely lodged overnight.
A cargo of what?
The stuff is expected at the Imperial Bank of Persia. We've been to the bank, it's locked up, dark, no one about.
What do you expect? It's late, and you're interrupting my dinner.
You see, yes.
goes.
You turn those vehicles round right away, then, and get going. I'm having no bullion in here. Go away. Hide it, but not in here. I wasn't told about the last consignment of bullion that came in here. Not a word. All a great big secret. I put his corporal of the guard on this gate, went and flogged it in the bazaar during the night for 20,000 quid and hasn't been seen since. Oh, I've had my belly full of bullion.
But I think it's connected with the conference.
Take it to the embassy, man. That's where the infernal conference is taking place. Good night. Oh, and one word of advice. It's bristling with bayonets, and you'll certainly be shot up if you loiter. Oh, and another thing. I noticed your cap bag, Royal Downshire. Is your name Willoughby by any chance?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it? Well, there's been an urgent message from Sultanabad to look out for you. Yes, you're to report immediately to 5 General Hospital. You're not fit to be about, they say. So keep away from us healthy chaps. What's the matter? Got the pox?
I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot be stopping near British Embassy. These vehicles must be moving directly.
Yes, but hold on. I'm an officer of the 1st Royal Downshires. I'm looking for
you. We have orders up. Downshire Regiment inside, Embassy compound, Sikh Regiment outside. It is forbidden. Not stopping, not passing the sentries having very strict orders.
Friend gun carriers. Yes, faces. Get cracking, driver. I'll not you
on. They mean business. We can't hang about here.
We made a complete circle of the embassy. A very wide circle, because we ran into a patrol of Russians who shouted Nyet, Nyet, and made shooing gestures at us. So, I took a decision, deliberate for once. I would get to the bank, and there we would snatch as much sleep as we could until the bank opened. It was the wrong decision.
Connor, for God's sake, at this time of night. Well, all right. The men haven't eaten since midday, I know, but very quietly, eh, Haldar? Shh, shh, take hide. I don't want to disturb anyone.
What's going on? Who's in charge here?
Stand by, Haldar. Police. I am in charge of this detachment, Sergeant. Don't know yet. Let the two British through, not the Persians.
Now, sir, perhaps you let us into the secret.
Of why we're here? Certainly. I have business with the bank over there as soon as it opens.
You're creating a disturbance, and the Persians there don't like it. This is their city, and you happen to be showing armed force outside their town hall.
I know nothing of that. But I do know that that building is the Imperial Bank of Persia.
Your unit, if you please. We're entitled to ask.
Of course. 1st Royal Downshires.
You are Lieutenant Willoughby, sir. You answer the description, so I shall have to escort you forthwith to the hospital.
Oh, really? Why?
I have reason to believe you're suffering from a very infectious disease. And you're likely to spread it all over Tehran unless we get you admitted to hospital at once. So come along, sir, without any more fuss.
I notice you've taken a step backwards, Sergeant. Risk of contagion?
Well, that may be, but my order...
You listen to me. I'm Willoughby. I've got sandfly fever, not the plague. I'm not budging from this spot. I've goods to deliver. Very important goods to the Imperial Bank as soon as it opens in the morning. Is that clear? You can verify that if you get in touch with GHQ Pi Force, Baghdad. Ask for Major Brady G2 Officer.
It's after midnight, sir. How are we to get in touch with Baghdad?
Wake up your provost marshal, or whoever he is. Surely he can telephone.
Very well, sir. I'll investigate that. My corporal here and the Persian police are armed, as you can see, so I'm warning you not to try and move from here while I'm gone.
Use your loaf, man. I'm not likely to move, am I? I'm warning you, too. Any monkey business from your damn policeman, the guards on duty here will retaliate immediately.
All the time the British Embassy, I was telling myself Charles was in your office waiting for me.
Oh, cheer up, Millie. At least you'll be up and about if he does put in an appearance at last.
Mm. I fear the worst, James, but hope for the best. And that goes for this place, too. Is it a nightclub?
Well, sort of. George knows where to find us. Too bad Bagramian didn't show up at the Winston soiree. The intelligence boys are livid. Should have been the very opportunity for a German attempt at bumping them all off.
Thank goodness.
Every important political and service chief from London, Washington and Moscow, what a bag it would have made.
Instead, they were all very jolly, particularly Mr. Churchill.
Well, we'll just have to try and be jolly at this place in spite of no Winston and no Charles. Do you like the music?
Not much. James Bond are all girls. How extraordinary. They don't look Persian.
Oh, good heavens, no. Refugees from Hitler. Romanians, Hungarians, Poles, Tehran swarming with them. We are going to see a very talented trio later, so intelligence informs me.
I suppose they keep an up-to-date guide to Tehran nightlife.
Oh, but naturally. Vital function of a good secret service. Always use them.
James, you won't stay long, please. I'm tired, and I've got to be on duty early.
Well, you may miss Charles. Besides, there's more to this trio than mere gypsy stuff. One of them is a friend of Bagramian. So, brace up, Nurse Brewster. It might be fun.
You say the most disturbing things. Sister.
What?
Sister boosted.
Oh, rank isn't exactly what you pull here. Ah, there go the lights. Now for the cabaret.
Which girl is Bagramian's?
No idea. None of them can dance.
Perhaps they're better at spying.
Perhaps. I say, steady you, girls. Now I see it all. Well, I would if the lights weren't so dim.
James, this is not my idea of a jolly evening, even if it's yours. Those girls are taking their clothes
off.
Well,
I'm sorry, Millie. I'm afraid they are. Dancing is not what they do. Striptease, this is called, I believe, Millie. I honestly didn't know. You see, this place...
Nevertheless, James, I think we'll go now, shall we?
No, but this place is the HQ of the assassination plot against the Big Three. We expect another go tomorrow. It's their last chance. I had to bring you because Bagramian and Morchinsky didn't turn up tonight, and they may put in an appearance here. And only you can identify them. Well, but come on. We'll go.
Oh, please, let's. James, that man going out of the door, it's Wachinski.
Wachinski? Are you sure? He left in a great hurry. I'll go ahead after him. You follow. Get down, Minnie. Down! And don't move. Men with guns.
I ought to go to her. That girl, she's wounded and bleeding and...
Now stay where you are. Forget you're a nurse.
I must. Bagramian.
They'll shoot you if you move. Who's that? Who's that man who's come through the curtains?
Bagramian, it's Bagramian.
Wait. We must keep calm and wait for an opportunity to...
But that girl, that knife, that blood...
Quiet. Bagramian, he's going to speak.
You will keep silent, please. The men you see among you are armed. Anyone who tries to interfere will be shot. I act here on behalf of the Soviet authorities. You will not be shown credentials, and any questions you may wish to ask should be referred to the Russian embassy.
NKVD.
Now, my advice before I leave with my colleagues is this. Do not get involved yourselves. The Iranian police will be informed, and they will treat the incident as a civil disorder. You have perhaps 5 minutes before they arrive.
Poor girl.
Quiet. He's seeing to her.
Wie schwer doch diese Pflicht. Wie schwer, mein Kamerad.
Do not go near this girl, sister. She is dead. Good night.
Now, sir, you'll come along quietly with us.
You've spoken to Baghdad.
Yes, sir. We've been through to GHQ, and I'm afraid they weren't very helpful. Knew nothing about you, I'm sorry to say.
What do you mean? Who did you speak to?
My officer spoke. Asked for the duty officer.
Stop bumbling, Sergeant. His name?
Colonel Pym, GSO-1 operation. Didn't know you, sir. Said he hadn't an officer of your name. Now, sir, I can see you're not too well. You've been making all this up. We're prepared.
I told you to ask for Major Brady.
Yes, sir, we did. Major Brady's not in Baghdad.
But he works there.
No, sir, you're wrong. Major Brady's in Tehran.
Oh, thank God. Where is he?
Conference HQ at the Park Hotel.
Then fetch him, for God's sake.
Can't do that, sir. There's a war on, you know. Top secret conferences come before little mess-ups like this. He's not to be disturbed, my officer
this
says.
This is no little mess-up. You get that blasted officer of yours here to see me, and I'll explain to him why it's no little mess-up.
Now, sir, I hope you won't start making it difficult. Now, you come along with us, and I shall have to arrest all these Indians, you understand? Now, come along, sir.
No, you take your hands off. None of your arm-twisting, Sergeant. The question will get you.
No. What is it you're doing?
Yes, sir. I think the men are going...
Here, easy now.
Far. Better stop.
Here, sir, sir, help me, sir.
I wish I could, Sergeant. Huddle down. Like, steady now. What are you doing to him? It's all right to turn him upside down, but...
Leave my trousers alone.
Leave his trousers alone. Oh, I see. Sorry, Sergeant. It's a way of trussing you up. Gently, gently, don't hurt him.
Corporal, get help quickly.
Sorry, Sergeant. Corporals have the same treatment.
Shoulder blades on the road and helpless legs in the air and... dear me, grotesque exposure, most undignified for you both. There's honestly nothing I can do. We don't talk the same language.
Get the Persian police to do something!
Sorry, Sergeant. They're tiptoeing backwards fast. Now, now, Doty, steady with that bayonet. We don't want a lot of unnecessary blood. Of course it was Tigger. It was superb.
APM! APM!
Yes, and bring their blessed Provost Marshal. Phew. What a turn up for the book. Havildar, put the policeman's red hats back on. Between their legs.
I'm warning you to stop all this nonsense, Willoughby. There are troops here and more on the way.
If you turn all those damn searchlights off and come closer, I'll explain everything.
I have no intention of coming closer. You've had your warning.
All right, then. I'll release your men, and I'll surrender if you fetch Major Brady from the Park Hotel. My word of honor... No bloodshed if Brady is fetched. Oh, yes, and bring Sister Mildred Boosted from 5th General Hospital. Sister Boosted of the QAIMNS. Otherwise, you'll have a bloody battle on your hands.
Go easy, can't you? You're breaking my bleeding neck, sir.
What's the trouble, Sergeant?
These Indian bastards stood us on our heads long enough, can't
you? Sorry about this, Sergeant. Steady, Nike. Steady, let him breathe. Oh, that better?
Thank you.
Hello. Who's this? Don't you start rushing us, or what?
Please.
Where to? We're surrounded. By God, it's Varchinsky, isn't it?
Varchinsky, yes. You are...
Lieutenant Willoughby.
You must help me.
Help you? No fear, we've got our own problems. It's bristling with troops.
Halt!
Get out of my way.
Who are you? Shut up! Sit down still, or be fire.
I am on urgent business.
You
let
must
me
identify
pass.
Yourself.
Here, I show you my...
We have power. Orders to arrest Lieutenant Willoughby.
No, I am Varchinsky.
Yes, Willoughby.
No, Varchinsky.
Hold him! Hold that man! Good, take his gun.
Good, you've done well, Shavala. We've been looking for this man all day.
Yes, Willoughby.
So, Varchinsky, that is over for you. Jemadar, this man is my prisoner. We are Russians.
I'm sorry, sir, my orders say that...
I am Colonel Bagramian,
and
Russian
I am
embassy.
Obeying orders, sir. I'm very sorry.
Oberst Karl Schaefer, Abwehr Eastern Department, is now identified as Colonel Aram Bagramian, NKVD.
Double agent.
Since arrival, Tehran, AM 29 Nov, has been instrumental in apprehending nine known German agents operating in Tehran and provinces. Quite a chap.
Information passed from Russians. Wachinsky gave Bagramian the slip at Kazvin. It was Wachinsky who got into the Russian embassy grounds yesterday and took the pot shots at Winston and Joe.
The poor girl who was knifed, who was she?
A sad story. She had posed as Bagramian's wife on his previous visit to Persia in 1940. Was reportedly still in love with him.
Loyalty is never particularly simple, is it?
Ruthless loyalty.
Any kind of loyalty can turn sour, you know. Well, roll on my court-martial. George, get me the Russian embassy. I'm going to get hold of Bagramian as a witness for the defense.
Yes, you're right, Havildar. Something up. More searchlights trying to blind us, surprise us, Havildar. That fixed bayonet.
That. Paddy! Fixed bayonet!
God, what a shambles. Here, Doty, I'll do it for you. Knight, that man's having trouble. Help him. Now, stand to your front, everyone. Dorsman high. This is it.
Here I am, Charles. Don't talk. Thermometer.
I'll cover the policeman with the hat.
Millie.
Under your tongue and don't try to speak. Keep still and get rid of that gun you're waving. I want to take your pulse.
My dear Willoughby, what an enchanting surprise. Here you are at last. Well done.
No handshaking. Keep still.
I knew you'd make it. Never worried for an instant, although the governor of the bank's been a bit restive. He'll be pleased to see you. So will the ambassador. No. Don't try to speak. Do as sister says. It's chaos unconfined up here. Pimpo's left gluing up the works in Baghdad. He disowned you, you know. Willoughby, never heard of him. Clueless old bastard, only had to read the war book.
All right, you can go ahead.
Thanks. Hopelessly late, I'm afraid, sir.
Oh, it doesn't matter a bit. Not one bit. All kinds of things can delay one.
You didn't have it properly under your tongue.
Oh, this is Sister Boosted, a friend of mine.
We've met.
Oh, really?
I think Charles must have a very high temperature, James, and he was silly with the thermometer. His pulse is very abnormal.
He's just had a pretty exciting time.
Sure.
Sir, what about us?
Oh, yes. Havildar, stand down, the two policemen.
Big guy, that.
I want to introduce Havildar Nasir Ali. Lance Naik Chunder Lal.
Good morning, sir.
Imtiaz, my driver.
Hello, sir.
The rest are still in position.
Very smart soldiers, how do you do?
Yes, they are. Very staunch friends.
Yes. I've someone to meet you. Colonel Bagramian?
No, what did you say?
Try and keep calm, Charles.
Colonel Bagramian is your friend and ally.
Ally?
Do not despise allies, young man. But for me, you would never have left Bisitun. Nor would your charming Indians.
What about Wachinski?
He had to be, dissuaded. Wachinski's in the bag. I want to thank you for your help. But for you, he would have got clean away. Incidentally, I have taken full responsibility for your delay en route. So, we're off the hook, Willoughby, you and I. No court-martial. Now, I must hurry back to my embassy. I shall scarcely be observed again in these parts. Good night to you all.
Charles will come back with me to the hospital.
You look horrified, Willoughby. You must be ill.
But my men and the gold.
Of course, the gold. Gold, £500,000 in those trucks, and you flat-footed coppers did your best to lose it for him. Back to the police station. Charles, Imperial Bank opens 0800 hours. You've time for a kip.
Major Brady, that won't do.
Oh, you better stay with him then, sister, and look after him so he doesn't get too overexcited. Must rush back now and wake up old Pimpo in Baghdad. He'll be livid. The Downshires have just extended your leave, Charles. They're all in cracking form.
Oh, it's jolly fun and bags of bullshit. Sorry, Millie.
How did you know? Clear the square. Back to barracks, all of you. Good night, Mildred. Charles. Splendid Indians. Peace will shortly descend over Tehran.
In The Baghdad Baggage by William Fox, James Villiers played Major Brady, Christopher Good, Charles Willoughby, Peter Woodthorpe, Aram Bagramian, Shandor Ellis, Egon Barczynski, and Kieran Madden, Millie. Colonel Pym was Gerald Cross, the Sergeant and Mohammed, William Fox, Havildar and Camp Commandant, Garard Green, Imtiaz and Sikh Jemadar, Saeed Jaffrey, Colonel Baduri and Town Major Hamadan, Malcolm Hayes, George Danefield, Anthony Smee, the M.O. and Military Policeman, Michael Shannon, and Fawzia, Eva Haddon. The producer was Sean McLaughlin.